Waiting for the elevator on the 15th floor, the three guests noticed her as she floated up beside them. Standing only an arm's length away, but appearing a million miles from anywhere, she softly sighed. Each one watched, secretly connecting with her in their own way. The woman facing her couldn't help but notice her hair was passionately wild and her face clearly at peace. It looked as if she'd just been made love to. Her own heart beat faster, remembering the passionate lovemaking she'd had with her wife before leaving town. Mentally thanking this beautiful stranger for reminding her how lucky it was that she found a loving life partner herself. As soon as she got downstairs, she was going to call her wife. The man standing with his back to her savored the warm, organic fragrance exuding from her body. Perhaps the remains of perfume mixed with the scent of sex. He imagined that she'd just left her lover's room after a steamy rendezvous. Without a word, he continued dreaming that her lover had slowly peeled off one garment at a time. Naked together, their scent had mixed during their passionate encounter. He wished he could have witnessed them tangling on the bed. He longed for a woman to want him that way. Still waiting for the elevator, he closed his eyes to capture every ounce of her essence. The man standing adjacent to her heard a familiar melody begin to escape her lips. It was O Mio Bambino Caro, a favorite Puccini aria he was always moved by. Her humming version sounded ethereal and very private, as though she carried a joyful secret in the tune. He envisioned it lingering in her head from the quality time she had just spent with her husband. Perhaps they were on vacation, and she was going to get him his morning cup of coffee from downstairs. Wishing his own wife felt that joy, his ears strained to listen harder. The elevator door pinged as it opened in harmony with her hum. The guests stood back, allowing their fantasies to linger for just a little longer. Unaware of her effect on all three of them, she glided through the doors, still miles away. One by one, they joined her for the ride down to the ground floor where reality was once more. Their secret connection, never spoken, lingered with each of them throughout the rest of their day.